Hi everybody, I am here to discuss about our research, global warming, and I'm here to talk about flash flood, which I gathered from environmental issues related to global warming. Impacts of flash flood. This year's monsoon season has brought flash flood hazards, including heavy flooding and landslides to many parts of the country. Not only Myanmar, but also its neighboring countries have been enduring these devastating natural disasters, such as flood damage, wind hazards, storm, and earthquake due to severe climate change. A flash flood occurs when water overflows on or inundates land that is normally dry. Rivers can overflow their banks to cause flooding, and seawaters can be pushed towards land by massive winds, which then causes flooding. Rainfalls over an extended period can cause major rivers can overflow their banks, causing flooding during heavy rains, severe storms, and dam breaks. Huge amount of water flowing in rivers are due to incessant heavy rains and melting of snow, resulting in severe flooding. Flash flood normally happens during the monsoon season. Around this time, potholes can overflow fast, breaking and damaging the riverbanks. Flash flooding. Generally, most flash flooding can be caused by a number of things due to slow-moving thunderstorms or multiple of thunderstorms moving over the same area. Flash floods often carry away some trees along the river, and these floods can destroy buildings, roads, bridges. Coastal flooding can result from heavy rains due to cyclones or tropical storms, causing seawater to flow towards inland. Moreover, tsunamis are caused by an underwater earthquake and a volcanic eruption, and these can carry away sampans and motor boats into the sea. Flooding in urban areas can be caused by flash floods, coastal or river floods, but there is also a specific flood type that is called urban flooding. These are all the information I gathered from research.